The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhane. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
I've got you under my skin. I have got you deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart that you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin.
Hey, it's Piscopo live. Merry Christmas. Here we go. Oh, let it swing, Matt. Let it swing, baby.
Not to give in. And I said to myself, this affair, it never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, baby, I know so well that I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near. In spite of a warning voice comes in the night, it repeats in my ear. But you know, you fool, you never can win.
Cole Porter, Frank Sinatra.
Use your mentality, wake up to reality. And each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin.
It's Jersey Joe, live from New York, 7 minutes after 6 o'clock with Frankie Morano, Matt Sambola sitting in. Kara, our social media gal, who does such a great job, is in Arizona as I speak, tracking the show, listening to the show, posting social media from Arizona. Debbie Duhame is here. We are here for you. How many people are off? Everybody's off. Not your morning team. Well, Al, we're Alice, but... What are we going to do? What are we going to do? I'm going to tell Al what to do. Al's going to do whatever he wants to do, and he deserves a couple of days off. So I thank Frankie Morano for sitting in, and we appreciate you being here. But everybody's taking off. Even on TV, you see everybody off. But then I see my friend Ed Henry, you know, on Fox News. Ed works like 24-7. And then, I mean, when I saw him the other day, I said, Ed, how much are you working, man? And then he's going on at noon. He's doing America's Newsroom now as Bill Hemmer moved to 3 o'clock over at Fox News, and Ed will be doing 3 hours a day. God bless him. But it's inspiration when I see how hard somebody like Ed works, you know. So I wanted to come on this morning and say hi, because technically I could have taken off this morning. I could take off Monday, you know. But I said, well, you know what? No one's around. I said, and we appreciate you being there. You are the greatest Christmas present anybody could have. You listening. Our family here. So we appreciate it very much. So I wanted to jump on and wanted to say Merry Christmas. While I was flush with the Christmas spirit, I was so sentimental, had the best Christmas ever. But I always remember those less fortunate, you know. So it's always with a grain of salt that I, you know, you don't, you're flush with Christmas, you're inspired with Christmas, but you always remember those in need, certainly. But we appreciate you being there. And our dear friend John Catsimatidis, actually, he brought the whole family in on Christmas Day. How about that? I thought that was so cool and warm and wonderful and so family, you know, and it's everything we stand for here at AM 970, The Answer. So when I look at, you know, friends that I have, And certainly someone like the great John Catsimatidis, our buddy. I say, hey, let me get on and let me say hi. You, it's least you deserve. Because you know what? You're going around the radio dial. You're looking on TV. All your pals are gone. Not Frankie, not Piscopo, you know, not John Katz and the team and Debbie. We're all here for you this morning. I'm proud to have you here. I have to, and I was dying to tell you, to what a Christmas, Mama Mia. I mean, I could relax coming on the radio. It's like, it was like crazy, right? Oh, my Lord. Hopefully everything went well for you. And happy Hanukkah and happy Kwanzaa. If I'm missing a holiday, please call me. Let me know. Because everything happens. You know what I mean? But did I miss somebody? So, but I went around. I have to tell you. Just to only me, right? So I panicked. I've been telling you that for about a month, right? Panic. And I'm worried, am I going to get enough presents? You always, and it's the terribleness. It's terrible to think. And we are celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's what this is about. It's a very monumental, celebration for Christians. So I'm worried what gifts I'm going to get. And I feel so guilty when I think like that. Don't you, though? What gifts? Oh, I'm going to get this. I'm going to get that. And wouldn't you like to sit around the tree, you know, take out the nativity scene, you know, look at the Holy Family, Mary and Joseph, you know, and Jesus, you know, and say, and explain to you, you know, I don't know that I should. Yes, you should do that. Yes, you should take a moment at least, you know, praise Jesus. That's Christmas time. I mean, really? No, let me get my presents, you know. So I kind of panicked, but I got all, oh my goodness gracious, you know, like on Christmas Eve was great because all the kids came over. Charlie came over. She was great. I was backed up. Did you get backed up? All of a sudden, you look around your house, you go, I didn't put up enough Christmas decorations. You and I are working so hard to pay for the gifts, right? I mean, this is the busiest I've ever been in my, you know, whatever you want to call it, the career, whatever I've had, whatever it is I do. I haven't quite figured that out, but whoever I am, whatever it is, I've never been busier. It's great. So we went. I flew through the fall, so I'm thinking now the house was remiss of Christmas decorations that I had in the basement. So Charlie, God bless her, you know, she's 8 years old. She came out. She started decorating the tree. And then the other kids came over, and we're gonna run to Mom for the seven fish. With the seven fishes. So we go over, my mother, God bless her, and my nephews, Brett and Brian, my sister Carol's kids. God, thank God for these kids. They cooked up a gourmet meal with my mother overlooking everything, you know. And we went out and had the best time over at Mom's and it was very, very moving, you know. And to have all the kids there with their grandmother, you know, and then the family. That's what it was all about. We had the best time, you know, just celebrating Christmas. And then now, but I'm thinking in my head, see, I'm Santa Claus, you know. I'm Santa Claus. So what I'm going to do, I got to get like up. And I got to stay up because my kids still go to bed and they want to see nothing under the tree Christmas Eve. Am I right or wrong? And then when you come down, oh, look at all the presents. Who puts all the presents there? I'm by myself. It's all me. So, and thank God to Big Mike. You know, I keep telling you about Big Mike. Before he goes into the academy, God bless him, he's going to become a police officer. I mean, law enforcement is so lucky to have this great kid. I'll tell you what, great kid. And he took it with his girlfriend. They wrapped the present. Thank God I had the presents wrapped. But still, I had to bring them all under the tree, get everything ready. So we come home, and now it's late. I'm 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm up, though. On Christmas Eve, 3 o'clock in the morning, listen to me. And I'm like putting it under, and I'm like, I color code the presents. No, I'm not neurotic. Do you do that? I color code the we wrap code the presents for each kid. So each kid has a certain, so each kid knows what color is, and the boom. And I got 4 kids. It's all me. I got Christmas, and I got one that still believes in Santa Claus. Now the pressure's on. I do the stockings. I fill the stockings. I got to tape them up so they don't fall down. I put them, and then the note from Santa Claus. I actually went to a computer site. They had a note that you could personalize from Santa Claus. I got the Night Before Christmas, a story personalized to Charlie. I did it. And then it's like Christmas morning. They slept till 9, which was not late. That's late for kids, right? And we got up, and thank God everything worked out. And then I looked, and then so this. I have to tell you this, right? Stay with me. 14 after 6 o'clock, Joe on the radio, because I wanted to come on and say thanks for listening, and I wanted to be here with you. But I have to tell you this. So now I got to get to church. Remember last year I went and it was a 5 o'clock mass and I went to St. Pat's in New York, right? So that was like, and we getting through there was near impossible. But I made it. We made it. Charlie and I made it. So now this year I got to go to church. Okay, I know there's a noon mass down at the beautiful church, you know, down the road. So I go, okay, let me go to a noon mass. I say, guys, a noon mass. I had to leave Charlie off with her mom because her mom was going to have Christmas with Charlie. I said, I'll take Charlie. I'll be right back. I'll be right back. Follow me. This is Christmas Day. So all the kids are there opening. They're very, very happy. Thank God. Thank God. I'll tell you what. I never, ever, ever take anything for granted. Thank God I'm able to work to get my kids the presents because some kids do not have that. So, and by the grace of God, I have beautiful children. So I did. So now I'm going to go give thanks. And I said, you guys stay here go, because I got to leave Charlie. I don't know where I'm going. I'm going to try to make mass. I could have wrangled them all. I did not. I said, I'll be back, and maybe we'll go to church later. I said, let me just grab this mass while I can. Go down, leave Charlie off. I run at the church at 12 noon. They changed the mass. How many times have you walked in? How many times have you walked in, and then all of a sudden, they do the mass early that one day, and they don't tell anybody? And the parishioners knew. It was crowded, so apparently I was the only one. But people were walking in for the noon mass. It was 11:30 mass, so it's half over. I walk in, they're doing the collection. I go, what happened? They had it. Oh, it's 11:30. Now you tell me. Now I'm going to have to go to St. Pat's again, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. What am I going to? So now I'm down. I'm away from the house. I said, let me just go see my mom because it's Christmas time. Let me go see my mom, and then I'll come back. Let me just do this because I have to give my mother a hug on Christmas Day, and then I'll run back to the kids. Look at me. So I go, I haul out. Now I'm thinking I'm going to miss mass. So I call around. No churches. God forbid any churches open. You know, I'm looking for a 5 o'clock somewhere. Nothing in New Jersey. And you'll call me and tell me, but I couldn't find the mass. And you got to get to church on Christmas Day. What do? I call the priest next to my mom's house. I call the church next to my mom's. The priest answers the phone. Listen to me. Listen to what I'm saying. The priest answers the phone. He answers the phone, and then, oh, Father Tom. I go, Father Tom, it's Joe Piscopo. He goes, oh, Joe, Merry Christmas. I go, wait, you're answering your phone? He goes, well, I just happen to be in my office, and I'm going to do communion now. I said, Father, listen to me. You're gonna look, this is so Joe. This is so me. I go, you know, my mom didn't get to church this morning, and because I was supposed to go over there, I couldn't get away. And I said, I'm going. Is it possible you come to the house? Listen to me. I actually said that. I said, please forgive me, Father, for I have sinned, like right now, asking you. You know what he said? Yeah, absolutely. I'll be there an hour and a half. Boom! Talk about a disciple of Jesus Christ. I'll be there in an hour and a half. Father Tom, I got permission to use his last name, Father Tom Dente in the Archdiocese of Newark. What a great guy. He's Tom Dente and his brother Al. So Father Tom comes over. I'm with my mom. We're in the living room. He does a little religious ceremony there in the name of Jesus. On the day Jesus is born, I get the communion. Boom. We do everything right there. I am telling you, if the Catholic Church ever offered that service, they'd make a fortune. They'd make a fortune. Now I want to tip the priest. Here, take a little something, Father. I swear to God. Here, take a little something. Here, a little something for you. A little something for Jesus. A little something for you. Here you go, Father. Hey, take a little bit. You know, my hand upside down. Back. Here, take it. I couldn't do it because it was. We gave him a box of chocolates. And I said, Father, you need anything? Any donation? Any charity we could do for the church, please? I was so inspired that this man of Christ came over to help my mother, to help me in a, you know, time where we wanted to just plain give thanks for everything. And he showed up. That was the most moving thing for me. And to be with my mom. And then mom's friend from across the street came over, Gil. You know, this guy looks 60 years old. He's 94 years old. 94 years old. This guy, and he looks good. I'm looking at him saying, you're my role model, man. I am going to be there. So it was all great. Then I came back. You know what I did? I called the kids. I said, I'm coming right back. We could grab mass later if you want. I said, but I'm coming back. And then I felt inclined to stop by my father's grave on the way back home. And I did. Good Pop loved Christmas, you know. And my buddy Joey Falco, he put a nice wreath on there, you know. And he put a nice candle because my father was, you know, a major in the United States Army Air Corps. He was the greatest generation. And I went and I got teary-eyed, though, being at Pop's grave there, saying, Merry Christmas, Pop. You miss him, right, this time of year? Then there's the other Piscopos there. And how weird is it? You see your name on a gravestone. Have you done Piscopos? My grandparents, my Uncle Ben, and then my great-great-grandfather, Vitaliano Spezio, who came over, you know, to Madison, New Jersey, you know, over from, he was up in North Italy, went to Avellino, and then came to America. And I gave thanks to the family. Again, we went back home with the family, and everything was great. But by the grace of God, it's all about Jesus. You don't want to forget about that. So it's nice that everything worked out. I hope it worked out for you, but it's very, very hectic. You know, now we'll get into the crazy news. Oh, we got to get into the news, but let's have some fun today. You're welcome to call. We still want to raise some money for Salvation Army, remembering those in need. Team970.org. Boom. Team970.org. And I'm pleased to tell you that Debbie Duhaime is joining us this morning. Yes. And Debbie, that's so great that you're working, not taking off. You know, guys like Al Gattulo just say, I'm taking off. Not you.
Well, I did take 10 days to go to Italy.
Thank you.
I was
thank
in
you.
England this year. I was
thank
in Mexico.
You.
I was in San Diego. I was like in Florida. So I traveled a lot this year. So
where in the world is Debbie Duhaime, by the way?
I'm working through the holidays, you know?
But it is great. And I did the same thing when we went to Italy, and we're going again in April. So, well, you take those days. Plus, it's such a precious, it's just a precious thing to have the audience that we have garnered over last, going into our, January will be 6 years. And it's like, and starting our seventh year. So we never take that for granted. So I'm thinking like, well, I could take off and it's great. And I'm up with the girls. Last night, you know, we're watching, you know, movie. I said, well, I got to get to bed because I want to get up in the morning. And I know you always appreciate everybody being there, Deb. So thanks for being here this morning and a Merry Christmas to you. Did all go well?
All went great. And by the way, I showed the picture of your family to my parents when I was over because you had just put it on social media. My
mother's
like, Joe's kids are so beautiful.
I know.
He saw,
my
parents.
That's their mom.
Both.
That's their mom, but thank you.
they're all so good looking. And your mom in the picture, she looks awesome.
How about that?
My parents saw two of your kids perform when they were
around. Yeah, yeah.
But then they got to see, everybody in little Charlie and they're so cute.
Yeah,
beautiful
please.
Family. Beautiful.
Pretty moms. That's what I could do. I can't make the marriages work, but I have beautiful children. That's all I got to tell you.
They worked while they worked, you know? They worked quite a while, each one. So it was good.
Debbie, always great to hear your beautiful voice. Debbie's looking out for you because, you know, it's still right into the new year. It's going to be very crowded in New York. And Debbie will give you the traffic right here on AM 970, The Answer, with Joe Piscopo, Debbie Duhaime, Frankie Marano coming up at 621 right now in New York, New York. Thanks, Debbie. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to go to 46 East, right at the Boulevard over in Mountain Lakes, a broken water main. 109 southbound, busy down through Central Ave in Kearney. Just seeing some volume over there. And it's kind of busy on the eastbound BQE getting up toward the Battery Tunnel. Stop and go at the Manhattan Bridge inbound lower level with an accident there. Still pretty busy LIE West right through Woodhaven Boulevard. No major problems at the Edcotch 59th Street Bridge or the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Over on the Taconic South at 84, a stalled car. Titusville Road into Phillips Road getting up to the range. We're getting reports of an accident over there as well, so definitely steer clear of that. Now, if you're going to be heading over to the subways on time, no problems with the LIRR, Metro North, or New Jersey Transit. Checking the forecast, clouds today, high of 52, partly cloudy tomorrow with a high of 49. And then for Sunday, we're going to see some afternoon showers, high in the 40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-500-5588. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-500-5588 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-500-5588 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-500-5588.
The AM 970 Book of the Month from Regnery Publishing is In the Cauldron by Lou Paper. This is not just another book about Pearl Harbor. It's the story of Joseph Grew, America's ambassador to Japan, and his frantic effort in the months before the Pearl Harbor attack to orchestrate an agreement between Japan and the United States to avoid the war he saw coming. It's a story filled with hope and heartache. Enter to win a copy of In the Cauldron at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
The trucking industry finally has a voice in New York City. Get the real deal on transportation and logistics. Tune in for New York Truck Stop Radio with Arthur and Zach Miller this Saturday afternoon at 1 on AM 970, The Answer.
Take AM 970, The Answer, anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio at 624. Yes, I am here. Yes, we are here. It is Friday, December 27th, as we roll into 2020. How about that? Our last shows of the decade. Please, hey, it's Red Kettle time. Red Kettle time as we count down the days to the new year. You're invited to help others through donating to the Salvation Army at team970.org. And I appreciate Frank sitting in the last couple of days and helping us out here, raise some money. It's a great way to fight for good this season because the Salvation Army serves over 23 million people in the U.S. every year. So what you might want to try to do, what we did early on, we gave something to the Salvation Army, right up at the onset. But as you have taken care of, hopefully, everybody for Christmas, for Hanukkah, you know what? Maybe you can go to team970.org to make a tax-deductible donation. So I want to kind of show the other stations in our network, New York is showing up. New York is showing up, man. Look at what we raised for the Salvation Army. Because $100 helps feed a family of four for 3 days. You know, $150, you can provide meals to 60 children in need for $150. Listen to that. $250 covers two nights of shelter for a family of four. Team970.org. We're running this right through the new year. We want to make sure we show everybody else around the country that New York cares, you know, and you could do that by going to team970.org. So together with the Salvation Army, we can continue doing the most good. Team970.org.
Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now, 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
A ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Odell's Sporting Goods Store.
Born through a party in the county jail. The prison band was there and they began to wail. The band was jumping and the joint began to swing. You should have heard this knocked-out jailbird sing that rock.
Come on!
Elvis,
here we go. Keep it going, Matt. Keep it going. Come on, get this morning started. It's Joe on the radio. It's AM 970. The Answer. Yeah, we are live. Yeah, it's 627. Yes, it's December 27th. And yes, everybody's taking off, but not us. Frank Morano's been working through it all. Frankie Five Boroughs, Merry Christmas. And thanks for being here this morning, my friend.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Joe. It's great to see you again. I'm so glad that you had a great Christmas and it all went well with the kids and everything. Oh, I don't know how you had time to do all that shopping with all the TV appearances you've been doing.
You know what? And by the way, that day, it was Monday, and I went over and we did... we did Fox and Friends on the Sunday, and then Monday we got up, we did Maria, had a great time with Maria Bartiromo, right? And then I went over and did America's Newsroom real quick, and then I did with Tom Shalhoub. He's got this show with Brit over there. They do a show on UnPC. It's on Fox Nation, which is like huge now. Fox Nation, you know, it's online. So and then I get a call, Frankie, and from Neil Cavuto's folks, and Charles Payne is in for Neil, and I love Charlie Payne. What a great guy. Great guy. And he's always in, he'll always sit in for Neil, and I always say, well, I can't make it to Charles, right? So I went, now it's about coming up to like 1 o'clock. I could have been home. I needed to get the Christmas started. It was the 23rd before Christmas Eve. And I said, Charles, need me? You guys need me? Because if you need me, I'll be there. Charles would love to have you on right before the end of the hour, which is technically right before 5 o'clock, before they go into the 5 on the Cavuto show. And boom, I go and I wait around Fox. I had lunch at Fox. I stayed there at Fox. I went to Sam Ash. I got something for Allie. She wanted a guitar. I picked up a guitar, came back, and then I did the Charles. And then we just had some fun with Charles Payne because he's always there for us here on the radio, and he's a great, great guy. And I was happy to do it, you know, at the Cavuto show. So I was there. I was doing the hit. So when I got home, it was late, and Christmas Eve, I had a scramble. How did you do, Frank? Because you had a lot of people you had to buy to as well.
No, right? Actually, I didn't do really any gifts this year. A couple of Secret Santas that I was in.
And
you know, one or two other people from work, and that was about it.
You know what? Thanks for staying in and doing the Raise for Salvation Army Five Boroughs. I appreciate it.
Yeah, well, big thank you to everybody that donated yesterday.
Yeah, you did good. You did good,
yeah,
man.
Especially Susan Nichols, who gave a very generous donation, and James Scrivenich, who gave an incredibly generous donation. So thank you to everybody. And if people want to help out, they can go to team970.org. We're very, very close to making our goal, and it's going to be close whether we make it in the next 6 days or not.
Yeah, because I don't want them to go, hey, what happened? New York didn't come up.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
You know what I mean? You want to show them. You want to show them, hey, it's the AM 970 and New York cares, man. So team970.org. Now, I called a friend who said he's going to, we'll track. I don't want to reveal his identity unless he wants it revealed, you know. So we'll track that name that I gave you earlier, Frankie. And then there's some other folks that wanted to call in. But team970.org, we could definitely do it. But, yeah, it was great. And it worked out. By the grace of God, it worked out good. And I'm thinking, like, man, you know, it's like doing a show. It's like doing a show. It's like when you get up in the morning and it's Christmas morning and then you have kids, Frankie, you'll find out. You get up, you worry about it because you want them to have that special memory like you had when you were a kid. I remember when I would get up and I was in eighth grade, and I'll never forget this. And then I got up on Christmas morning and I started getting into rock and roll. And my mother, believe it, got me a Fender amplifier.
Wow.
And listen to me. It's back in the day. And I remember, and it was the Reverbolux. And my guitar friends and rock and roll friends will know what I'm talking about. It was the twin reverb, whatever it was. Oh, I was so, and I told Mom, I said, Mom, remember when you got me that? She said, no, don't get so much for your children, Joseph. Don't worry about it. You're doing good. I got worried because remember when you got me that amplifier? Look what I do on stage now. I do what you helped me build my craft so I can go on stage and do it now. And she was laughing. She said, you know, you're right. So I got Michael this killer guitar, Frankie. Oh, God, I got him. I got him a special guitar, and he was so excited. So keeping the legacy alive. So
absolutely. That's very nice.
Yeah, it was good. It was good to do it. So here we are working. And how many people are off? Five boroughs? Everybody's off, right?
Everybody's off. That's it. Yeah. Matt, you, me, and Charlie are here.
And
How about
Charlie is in producing today?
Answering the phones, yes.
All right. No, we appreciate it. Thank you, Charlie. Thank you very much. And Kara, our social media gal, does such a great job. She's a young gal, does such a great job, is in Arizona, as I talk to you now, 2 hours earlier. She got up for us to run all the social media for the program. Come on. Are we dedicated or not, huh?
Absolutely.
You think
no doubt about it.
You think the bosses will appreciate it, Frank? You think so?
They're not even listening. They're asleep in Florida somewhere.
They can care less. We're trying to say, hey, when we went on Christmas time, that doesn't count. Hey, it's a Joe with Frank Morano at W. Hamer's on the road there. And with Charles, a big shout out to Charles for sitting in answering the phones, 877-970-2999. Don't forget, please, team970.org. Matt Zambolin is producing, Kara in Arizona, and we are here for you. And Joe Borelli is going to be on the show, Curtis Ellis on the show as well. So, and Jeffrey Lyons is jumping on the air as well. So we have a nice show for you this morning. You know why? We appreciate you being there. Merry, Merry Christmas to you. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. If I'm missing something, let me know, because there's a holiday. There's a holiday for everybody, and we welcome everybody. We love everybody. 633. Frankie Five Boroughs. He has the news for you right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Joe. 44 degrees at 633. I'm Frank Morano with your local news first. Here's what's going on. The rash of recent anti-Semitic attacks here in New York City continues as a mother of four in Brooklyn says she was hit over the head with a bag while being called anti-Semitic slurs yesterday. This comes after three other separate attacks in New York City this week alone. On Monday in Midtown Manhattan, a man from Miami was arrested for allegedly yelling anti-Semitic slurs at a 65-year-old Orthodox Jewish man. The next day, a 25-year-old Jewish man was taunted and had a Slurpee thrown on him, followed later by a 56-year-old Jewish man being randomly punched in the back of the head. President Trump is retweeting a link to an article that claimed to reveal the whistleblower who led to his impeachment. Last night, Trump retweeted a post by his reelection campaign that claimed the CIA whistleblower is not a real whistleblower. It included a link to an article in the Washington Examiner from earlier this month that claimed to identify the whistleblower by name. Someone that we have no problem identifying by name is Debbie Duhaime. If you're stuck in traffic, she's got the answer. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning, Frank. Thank you. Let's see what's happening on the F train. We're seeing delays on the F. It's all due to a disabled train out by 57th Street. Hudson River crossing's very light this morning, but we do see some volume for you on 139 getting out toward the Holland. 139 busy as you head eastbound getting in toward the Holland Tunnel with an accident. Watch for some slowdowns on Truck Route 109 South getting down toward Central Ave into the area of Kearney and 46 East in Mountain Lakes, a broken water main over there. 18 northbound slowing down into East Brunswick, Manhattan Bridge, city-bound accident on the lower level, and it's still kind of busy on the LIE westbound heading out through Woodhaven Boulevard. Traffic is moving slowly on the eastbound BQE, again up by the Battery Tunnel, so prepare for some delays over there as well. Alternate side parking rules in effect. Checking the forecast, clouds today, high of 52. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Exergen. The brutal cold and flu season is upon us, and the number one flu symptom is fever. So use a thermometer that's proven accurate by more than 80 clinical studies, the Exergen thermometer. See our educational video at exergen.com.
I promise that you'll never find another like me.
With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment. That's 4% cash back on milkshakes with extra whipped cream. And 4% to get extra loud at the show. The Capital One Saver Card. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. What's in your wallet?
Hey guys, it's Taylor. You can buy my new album, Lover, at taylorswift.com.
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka explains a Democrat vote.
If you vote for the Democrats, you are voting to allow the cartels to keep making their billions of dollars at the expense of our country and our fellow Americans. For a party that wishes to sabotage the economy that we have today.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3 on AM 970. The Answer, brought to you in part by Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law. Whether you need help drafting a will, trust, power of attorney, or health care proxy, their experienced team of attorneys have been helping clients plan their estates for over 30 years. Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 637. It is so funny. I got a text from my buddy, Dave Damiani, who, you know, we go out with and perform with. He's a great talent. We go around and perform. You know, as you know, we do all the Frank Sinatra music all around the country. So he sent me a picture, and he with everybody in his family, one, two, three, four, five, six, like seven people, and he said with this text, they all have boxes of My Pillows. So listen, my mother got our entire family My Pillows for Christmas. I thought you might want to see this before you went on the air. And a beautiful family, all holding Mike Lindell, you know, his picture's on the box, My Pillow, the blue boxes. So I sent the picture to Mike Lindell. He got such a kick out of it, and he's now sending Dave's mother something. I thought that was so funny. He's going to send a little something. What a great guy. You know, Mike really appreciates it when you buy the MyPillow products, because he feels like I say, when you listen to the show, your family, Mike feels that same way about MyPillow. I'm telling the CEO and inventor of MyPillow. That's why when you go to MyPillow.com, you can go to the radio listener specials. And I love that about Mike as well. He's so hip to radio. You know, he really believes in radio. and he believes in you because you helped build the company, for crying out loud. He knows that. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. And for example, Mike is offering that first time buy one, get one free offer today on Giza sheets. I'm telling you, buy one, get one free plus free shipping. Buy one, get one free on Giza sheets plus free shipping. And this is huge. You know, MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty. Well, MyPillow has just announced that they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee. So it goes through March 1st, 2020. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, but get the buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets plus free shipping. Enter the promo code AM970. Don't forget, please, to put in AM970. Call 800-651-0798. It's 800-651-0798. Or go to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Promo code AM970.
It's the Friday Funnies on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM970, The Answer.
Well, when I was born, a doctor told my mother I did all I could, but he pulled through anyway, you know? I mean, I don't get no respect from anyone. Well, last week, my house was on fire. My wife told the kids, be quiet, you wake up daddy. I mean, that's destroying my life. No respect. I don't get no respect at all.
Expect more laughs on the Joe Piscopo Show.
Live from the Smart Way to Buy... .com Studios.
Yeah, baby. There's Rodney. From Rodney to Jimmy. Why not? We got it all for you on the Piscopo Show. Here we go. Yeah.
It's very far away. It takes about half a day to get there. If we travel by man, dragonfly. No, it's not in Spain. But all the same, you know it's a good name. And the wind's just right.
Hey, Jimi Hendrix, I tell you, I know, it may sound a little, if you're more along the Frank Sinatra lines of music, this guy was brilliant, this cat was brilliant, man. His lyrics, his music, and now my son, Spanish Castle Magic right there. So my son, listen, he picks up the new guitar, I got him, and he knows every Stevie Ray Vaughan riff, my kids, every Stevie Ray Vaughan riff, he could play it. And I don't know how, so I'm jamming with him on Christmas morning. Last night we're jamming, and I can't pick it up. I could give me an instrument, I'll learn it in 10 minutes. I could hear it by the grace of God. I could pick it up and I could hear it, and I'll do. It won't be great, but I could play it. You know, I could understand it and play it. But my kid, he knows. He's doing these awesome Jimi Hendrix. So look for some. Well, I'm going to take Mikey out with me. Don't forget Lorenzo's March 27th. We're all going to be there. We're having the Perillo tour reunion. Oh yeah, we are. And we're going to go and have a great time and bring Mikey with me just to have some fun. You know, I wanted to tell you, too, this is I got this from one of our great listeners, Tony, who's also going to Italy with us. So this is the funniest thing. And this is like such a big compliment to us, Frankie Fibro. Right here, it's Tony, such a very, very nice person. She tweets me, I wanted to tell you a few things about Christmas that relate to your show. And she goes, I arrive at my cousin's house, and one of the first things I see is Duracell on her kitchen counter. listen. Number two, my cousin got her husband Why People Don't Like You by John Bradnick, and we were reading some of it at the dinner table. Listen to what I'm telling you. Number three, I got Balance of Nature from my aunt, and she was thrilled. Number four, at one point, I overheard my cousin's 10-year-old daughter, Tony, singing Fly Me to the Moon, no doubt because she's heard it played on your show while her mom is listening. Hope you have a wonderful Christmas. Right back at you, Tony, to you and your family. Thank you. And to everybody in Tony's family, thank you so much for listening to the show. We never take it for granted. And then for Dave Damiani's mom, she got everybody my pillows because she listens to us in Florida every morning. So we appreciate that. And hi to Dave's mom. And so Mike Lindell loved that. So he's going to send something out to her, you know. They're all the products. You think they're just products. And, oh, Joe, you got a lot of commercials. But they're all family. Everybody we tell you about. Michael's of Brooklyn, you just heard it from the MyPillow. It's all family right here on AM 970, The Answer. So we're proud to tell you about that. And listen, it's not like the products aren't great. You know, I mean, they're all great what we're telling you about. And you know that. So we appreciate you going out there. Hey, Joe on the radio, Frankie Morano's with us. I'm glancing at the news that Frank, when I was with a couple of other radio personalities this early, I guess I could talk about it, our intimate hour, because sometimes our bosses don't like when you mention the other radio personalities. who we like. And listen, we're in a beautiful fraternity, sorority, a brotherhood and sisterhood in New York radio. I'm so proud to be here because for me, always, New York is the number one market in the world. People could we be working everywhere and they could have a great time in all these great cities around this great country. Where do they want to go? New York, New York. Where did I want to go? I'm a Jersey boy through and through. I lived in Jersey. I died in Jersey. I'll die in Jersey. I have died in New Jersey a couple of times. A couple of shows didn't work out, but that's a whole other thing. But I stay here. But where did you want to go? When you're in New Jersey, I remember going down Route 46, right? When we were at Essex County, you know, and we would go down to Passaic County, and then I would go up Route 46, Route Tree, as my Uncle Jerry would say, Route Tree. And I would go, and then there would be a slight rise, and I would see the skyline of New York City. Oh, and what did I see as a kid? The Empire State Building. That was it for me, right? And I go, what? And you go straight directly right into the Lincoln Tunnel. And man, and you get that feeling like you're going to the city, right? So it's the number one market. So we really do have a lot of great personalities. And I was talking with our buddy Curtis and buddy Mark from the other station, the Cumulus station, Mark Simone. And we were chatting, and how's Frankie doing? I said, this kid works so hard, Frankie Morano. I said, hey, before we get there, he does a litany, lays down all the news for me every single morning. So I see it in front of me, but I appreciate it, Frankie. Nothing really breaking this morning. I mean, I'm trying to find a story that's riveting, but so far we're doing pretty good news-wise, right, Frankie?
The big story here in New York has to do with this 14-year-old that was brought into custody for this Tessa Majors murder, but he was freed a few hours later pending the results of this DNA test. So this continues to be a murder that really shocks the sensibilities of a lot of New Yorkers, and we'll see what happens. Hopefully they can find everybody that was responsible and bring them to justice.
I don't want to say anything, but we've had the former commissioner Bill Bratton, a law enforcement legend, you know, and Jimmy O'Neill did such a great job with the NYPD when he was here. And we wish the best to Dermot Shea. He's going to do a great job as well. But now, would always tell you that this has always, New York has always been the safest big city in the United States of America. But now I saw the crimes creeping up. You have this Bernard student. What a heartbreak. And then there's some crime in Central Park that we haven't seen. So you look at the percentage. And Bill Bratton warned us about that. Because if you're too lenient to the criminals, if they have no consequence, and I feel under these liberal, and forgive me, I don't want to make it political, but I will, but under these progressive, the progressive is a better word than liberal, because I have liberal friends, and I understand my liberal friends, and I understand my liberal Democrats, I really do, but it's when they get progressive socialist and they hate the country, that's what they do. And what they do is they allow these criminals to get back on the streets. We are going to have problems politically, and this is something that the law enforcement legend Bill Bratton warned about, that may very well begin to happen, and I think that is happening, Frank, and it's something that is very, very unsettling, because the city has been so safe. I don't want to put a pox on anything. I don't want to jinx anything, but we're seeing those numbers creep up a little bit, Frankie, yes?
Well, in terms of statistics, it looks like the numbers have been pretty consistent, the exception being on the subways. A lot more crime. But a lot of people, first of all, you see the front page of yesterday's New York Post, the comeback that graffiti is making in the city. That's very noticeable. That's something that people visually see. But whenever we talk about statistics, I always get barraged by emails and text messages from the many current and retired police officers that listen to us, and they point out two things. One, that this tends to only be reported crime, and that a lot of crime is committed and goes unreported. And they also point out that so many more things are now not arrestable offenses that it wouldn't really affect the crime statistics. You also have the situation where with bail reform, a lot of people, even once they're arrested, they just get put right back out on the street.
Yes.
Even if the arrest statistics remain the same, you have people that really shouldn't be out on the street pending their trial, potentially menacing society again. But the issue of the subway crime is why, and I give Governor Cuomo and the MTA a lot of credit for putting into their budget money for 500 new police officers in the in the subway stations.
Absolutely.
And that's why the bizarre opposition to that from people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and these protesters that are out there shutting down subway stations because they don't want cops in the subway. I mean, Eric Adams, who's a Democrat, a progressive Democrat, said, I don't know of a single person that ever saw a cop on the subway and said, oh, no, we definitely don't want those guys around. I mean, to think that there is opposition to something as uncontroversial as hiring more police officers while crime is starting to tick up, it goes to show you what a different planet a lot of these people run.
Yeah, so true. Frank Morano right there. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Great to have you with us. 877-970-2999 if you'd like to call in anytime on this December 27th. We're here celebrating Christmas break, Christmas holidays, and just enjoy. And hopefully you're flush with the Christmas spirit as we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 6:49 right now with Joe on the radio. Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads because, man, right through New Year's Day, it's almost like clockwork. It is jammed in the city. And it's I like to see that the city's doing so well. But they're blocking off streets, you know, like by when I was at Fox on Monday, they were blocking off like 49th Street because of the pedestrian traffic, Deb. So many people are there, and it's great, but boy, oh boy, oh boy, it's just jammed up. No mercy. No mercy. Debbie's going to give you the breakdown of traffic right now. 10 before 7 on AM 970, The Answer. Thanks, Deb.
Good morning, Joe. Traffic overall lighter than normal getting into the city, but of course in the city that's always a different story because of the congestion around Rockefeller Center and the tree and all the activities going on, even around Broadway. Right now I'm seeing volume on 42nd Street getting out toward 5th Avenue, and I also see some volume for you over on 8th Avenue right into 40th Street, so pretty congested there already this morning. Now heading downtown, I still see some volume for you on Chambers Street, also a lot of volume over on Reed Street, so a little bit congested here downtown, getting out through the area of Church Street, getting down through Tribeca, and we're still seeing some pockets of volume for you this morning on that eastbound BQE getting up toward the Battery Tunnel, LIE westbound building through Woodhaven Boulevard, and the Van Wyck northbound slowing down up toward Hillside Avenue, 1 and 9 southbound, very busy this morning, getting down through Central Ave in Kearney to prepare for some stop-and-go traffic there, Hudson River crossing zone moving okay, no problems at the Holland, Lincoln looks fine, no problems at the GWB, a problem on Route 80 westbound exit 58 in Patterson. Looks like an accident. Two lanes blocked here. 23 south at Echo Lake Road into West Milford. A crash as well. And you're seeing a slight delay as you head to the Taconic south at 84 with a stalled car. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Oh, on the radio, if you're feeling run down, you don't have the energy that you used to, it's probably because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. You know, through this wild fall that I've had, the fall and winter, I have stayed meticulously and almost religiously on balance of nature, fruits and vegetables in capsule form. No matter what time, if I laid down in bed and I forgot to take my three bedtime balance of nature, boom, I get up, I swear to goodness gracious, but I don't know how I made it. I don't know how I made it, and I can only attribute that to balance of nature going through this crazy schedule. That's why I love you, and I know you do exactly like we do. And when I talk about all the things in my life, you know why I talk about the things in my life and make it personal? Because you do the exact same things. We are so in this together. We are all, and I know you do, and I appreciate all that you do. And I really think that if you want a little bit of energy, mental clarity, physical stamina, and just offsetting all those, you know, when you start to get that, you know, that little sniffle, and that has started to hit me after I got on the phone, on the plane rather, you know, and I said, man, let me get this going and take more balance of nature. And that's exactly what I've done. And I feel good. I don't want to jinx it. You know me. I don't take it for granted. I want to tell you, just try balance of nature for yourself, please. You get 25% off. This is a holiday season balance of nature offering. 25% off. You get the free travel set I keep telling you about and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. This will only be available till the end of the year, so please don't wait. It's for you. I worry about you. I think, owe it to yourself, being the magnificent person that you are, to take balance of nature. At least try it. 25% off, free travel set, and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or go, please, to balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code, the answer.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
I'd love to hear more. Do you have a card?
This is it. This is when you can either let something happen or make it happen with your professional custom card from Vistaprint. And we're now introducing free shipping on all business cards in any quantity. You pick the look, the style, and the statement you want to make in the moment. Now's the time to make something happen for your business. So for a limited time only, you can own the now with free shipping on all business cards in any quantity at Vistaprint.com. Just use promo code 4545. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 4545.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. Over the last few months, my fellow Salem talk show hosts and I have been speaking across the country at the War for America's Soul Tour. Thousands of people have attended these sold-out events. We discuss the attacks against our Constitution, radical socialism, open borders, and other matters affecting the U.S. of A. You need to hear the truth about what's at stake ahead of our next election. You can now watch the events on demand or even buy the DVD. Just go to WatchSalemMedia.com. WatchSalemMedia.com. That's WatchSalemMedia.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Overcast and damp today with spotty drizzle or a stray shower. Becoming milder, though, high 53. Partial clearing tonight with a low of 41 in Midtown, 31 to 36 in some of the northern and western suburbs. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, a mild day, high 50. For Sunday, some sun followed by clouds, a bit of rain toward evening, high 48. AM 970, The Answer.
Watch the Joe Piscopo live stream Tuesday mornings 6 to 10. Available on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Coming to ya on a dusty road. Good loving, I've got a truckload.
Yeah, baby, here it is.
And when you get it, you got something. So don't worry, cause I'm coming.
What am I?
Soul man.
I'm a soul man. I may be a white guy, but I'm a soul man. Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio, 656. I wanted to jump on. I got so comfortable with the kids over the last 2 days, and I just took 2 days. You know, we were radio on Monday, and we did all the fun shows on Fox. Maria Bartiromo, thanks to Maria. Everybody watches Maria. My goodness gracious, Mornings with Maria, you know. And then America's Newsroom and at Fox Nation. And then always with Neil Cavuto. Charlie Payne was in on Monday. And then I said, man, let me get back, you know, after I take a couple of days off. Because I always felt like I took too many days off. So here we are. We are back. And we are here. And I'm going to be back Monday, too. Now, New Year's Eve, I will be off because I am working on New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve is a legendary get-together of Frankie Five Boroughs. So he's got it. Now you're telling me everybody seems to be going. So I got it. I told you, I mean, I tell you this respectfully, Frankie, before we break. I got a note from, you know, a lovely gal, and she said, this was the text. You are so going to Frank's New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. So I said, what am I? I said, I am. I turned into Jerry Lewis. Why, lady? Okay, I'll be there. Don't hide me, please. So I guess that's kind of that's a directive. That's an edict, is it not?
I knowing the woman that sent you that text, that's not something I could refuse.
Ah, man, oh, man. And Dr. Nita Radcliffe as well, please. I'll let them stay. But I have to work the next day. But I would say if someone made a really large donation to team970.org,
yes,
that
nice.
Would make me feel, I would say I have to go. I would go if that person would make a donation to team970.org in the name of New Year's Eve to say, I want to come down. I'm coming down, but I want Joe to be there. I will go down to Frank Morano's New Year's Eve if they make that donation. And it's got to be a hefty donation to team970.org. Is that fair enough?
I think that sounds very fair, and I hope people keep that in mind as they go to team970.org.
That'll be my impetus. Joe Piscopo with Frank Morano. We are coming right back at you. Debbie Duhaime on AM 970 The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970 The Answer.
48 degrees at 6:59. I'm Frank Morano with local news first. Here's what's going on. Police are investigating as another pedestrian is hit and killed in New York City. It happened just before 7 p.m. last night in Harlem. Cops say a 58-year-old man was apparently lying in the street near the intersection of 116th Street and St. Nicholas Avenue when he was run over. The driver of the car stayed at the scene. This is the city's seventh fatal pedestrian accident in just the past week. And Governor Andrew Cuomo is vetoing a bill to allow electric scooters and bikes statewide. The bill was overwhelmingly passed by lawmakers earlier this year, but Cuomo claims the legislation didn't include enough safety measures. The governor took to social media yesterday to announce that he'll propose a bill on January 8th that will combine legalizing e-bikes and safety.